Gina Hamra was a teenager when her family fled Afghanistan. They had been prominent citizens. Her father was chief of police in Kabul, and her mother had a fashion boutique that was called Gina's. In the United States, they had to start over. 23 years later, Gina Hamra works at a successful beauty salon in McLean, Virginia, and has two teenagers of her own. She returned to Afghanistan last month and took along gifts and supplies. She wanted to find out how the Kabul of today compares to her childhood recollections.
I remember Kabul as just like here. The fashion was incredible. My mother was actually a dressmaker, and she was trained in Europe. And the hair and the makeup and woman wore whatever they wanted to. You know, that what really bothered me that I've never seen in Afghanistan before was a woman big. That never, ever existed in Afghanistan before. The country has changed completely. I think the Taliban completely destroyed it.
And when you finally found some buildings that weren't obliterated, you found a very important building.
Yes, it was an incredible experience. I was standing in an intersection that's called Choroyoj Yaqub, and that's where my mom had her store. She was actually one of the top fashion there at the time, and I couldn't believe my eyes. The sign still said Gina's store, and it had the same phone number as before. And while I'm looking, a lady comes up to me with a burqa, and she says, "Do you know that's Gina's store? And she went to America." I was speechless. And my father said, "This is Gina." And she lifted up her burqa, and she said to me, "My father used to work for your mother." And she started having tears in her eyes. And it was a very, very emotional feeling for me. And so I went and I had some evening gowns made by them, and you think you got it from Macy's or Neiman Marcus. It's that well done.
No burkas?
No burkas. Well, I shouldn't say no burkas. There's still women wearing burkas.
And I mean for you.
Not for me, no. No way.
You must have been a sight. I mean,
yes, I was.
This westernized person carrying a sink.
Yes, I was. Actually, the reason I did that sink was there was a show on MSNBC, and I believe it was Ashley Benfield that went back after the Taliban fled, as we say. And she went to one of the beauty salons, and she found the beauty salon in a very poor position. And when I went and visited her, she said that she wasn't too thrilled that they came in there without her permission and they were showing her store. But she was happy that they did show it on TV. And I promised myself that when I do go back, I'm going to take supplies for her, which I did. I took a sink, which she didn't have. And I took perm rollers and combs and brushes and all sorts of things. And the next day when I went to see her, she said she thought she was dreaming. Her husband is a teacher in the university, and he said he went and told his coworkers that an Afghan lady came out of nowhere and dropped all these things to our salon, and we don't know if we're ever going to see her again. But I did go back to say goodbye to her and wish her luck.
I'm sure they're very grateful, but I wonder if there also isn't some resentment.
Yeah, you know, you brought a good point. I did get a little bit of that feeling. The bitterness came from a 14-year-old young man. He was looking at me really strangely, and I went up to him. I said, "I don't have blonde hair, and I don't have blue eyes. I look just like one of you guys, and why are you looking at me the way you're looking at me?" And he said, "Well, you look very Americanized." And I said, "Well, is that a good thing or is that a bad thing?" He said, "It's not a good thing, it's not a bad thing, but we feel like a lot of you guys left us behind here." And then so I asked him, I said, "Well, how do you feel about September 11? And he said to me, "Well, our hearts go out to those people, and we feel very, very sorry for what happened over there. But the Afghans never had anything to do with it." And then he said to me, "We've been victims, like they've been, for many, many years. And nobody knows about it. And I'm very happy that the Americans are here now and helping out." So, you know, when I came back, I was thinking about that. That's true. That made sense.
39-year-old Gina Hamra works at a beauty salon in Northern Virginia. Her family fled from Afghanistan to the United States in 1979.